Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Yeah, they finished the gates and the whatevers and everything's done, except for that there's nothing really built inside the town.
Well, at the end of the chapter, they had built houses for everybody.
I thought they had?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They settled in their own towns and stuff, yeah.
Got it, okay.
Yeah.
Well, but they couldn't open the gates until it was hot outside.
Yeah, because they had to keep out the vampires.
Then there was a long list of names of people who were registered and stuff.
And then they ended the chapter mid-sentence.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to start the chapter. We're going to start, actually, with the end of chapter 7
mm-hmm.
when we go into this here.
Yep.
So that was Nehemiah chapter 7.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading
a smidge of chapter 7 and then Nehemiah chapter 8.
All right, let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, Nehemiah chapter 7 into Nehemiah chapter 8.
Okay.
And I really feel like I missed an opportunity to say a skosh, but I said a smidge instead.
Yeah, that was bothering you after we cut it off.
It really bothered me.
I thought of that just after I shut this down.
Because I had never heard of skosh until you.
Really?
You introduced me to that word.
Did I?
Just a skosh.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, I still really don't know what it is. Just
I mean,
smidge.
I don't use it all that often, yeah.
No, but I had never heard it before.
Got it.
Yeah. So, just a skosh
right.
of chapter 7.
Yeah.
Okay. So, chapter 7.
Chapter 7. When, the end of chapter 7.
End of chapter 7. Last sentence. When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their town, turn the page. Nehemiah chapter 8. All the people came together as one in the square before the water gate.
Yay! All right, Watergate. Yay!
Watergate. Nixon and whatnot.
Right, yeah.
They told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the book of the law of Moses.
Wait, is this Ezra?
No, this is Nehemiah.
And they just said Ezra.
This
is the Ezra.
That Ezra, not
Seriously?
Other Ezra. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Why?
Because they haven't really mentioned it. Like, Ezra was an entire fucking book.
Yeah. Of 10 chapters.
Right. But they haven't really mentioned Ezra in this book. Are we sure it's the same Ezra?
I think it's got to be because he's the teacher of the law.
Right. No, I get it. But, like, it's just odd. That's all.
Well, but Nehemiah is a little bit in love with himself. Why the fuck would he mention Ezra?
I guess. Okay.
But he did mention him now.
Right.
So,
okay. Right.
They told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel.
Wait, you told me in another chapter that Nehemiah happened like 70 years after Ezra.
No, Ezra chaptered Ezra happened 70 years after the other thing.
The other thing. What is the other thing?
When they first started building the stuff, and then under King Cyrus was like, go build these things. You're great. Have at it. And then so they started to go build, but then they got shut down.
That was Ezra.
Was it?
Yeah.
The first time?
Yes.
The first time?
We need to look into this because I don't think either this isn't the same Ezra.
It's got to be a different Ezra.
Or
then.
Something's really fucked up with the storyline.
Okay.
And time frames.
Okay.
Then so,
it's got to be a different Ezra.
Okay.
In that case.
That's why I was questioning this.
I thought it was a different guy, but okay. I'll look into it.
That needs to be part of our Q&A.
Yeah, I'll clarify the timeline.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So either Ezra or other Ezra.
Right.
He brought the book of Moses.
Okay.
The Pentateuch.
Yeah. Right.
Kind of.
Ish.
Yeah. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak until noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand.
This sounds really fucking boring.
He read for like 6 hours straight?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Well, if it's the law of Moses, like all the instructions on how to build the ark is in there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's some really boring shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So...
No way. I would never.
Right.
And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law.
Mm.
Did they, though?
No.
Attentively?
No.
For 6
they
hours?
They did enough to where they didn't get punished by people.
Right. Right.
They're like, hey, wake up, babe. Or, they're looking at us.
Or, I have to go to the bathroom and spend a couple hours in there playing on your phone. Yeah.
Right. Right.
And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law or not. Ezra, the teacher of the law, stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion.
Is it a soapbox?
That made me laugh. Beside him on his right stood Medahiah, Shema, Aniah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Messiah. And on his left were Padiah, Mishael, Malkijah, Hashum, Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulam.
There we go.
Ugh. Ezra opened the book. Shut up. I have a hard time with
those. I know.
You couldn't do it.
I didn't say I could.
Okay. Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them, you know, on a soapbox, yeah, as has been pointed out.
Yeah.
And as he opened it, the people all stood up.
Okay.
Ezra praised the Lord, the great God.
Do they got to stand from morning until, like, noon?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Probably 6 hours, like 6 a.m. to noon. Yeah. And all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shebathai, Hodiah, Messiah, Kalida, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, and Peliah,
mm-hmm,
instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there.
All of them did. They were just like passing the book around, mm-hmm, each of them reading like a short chapter.
Probably.
Or a short section or something.
Probably. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people understood what was being read.
I find it odd that this many people that were standing up there reading this were able to read, honestly, because reading was a very
coveted skill.
Right. So were they reading or were they just memorized?
I think that they probably were memorized and were like explaining the section that they were given to memorize.
Well, I mean, and you can do a lot of research into this, and I think it's really interesting, but like a lot of the books of the Bible were copied by people that couldn't even really write.
Yeah.
They just were literally copying
the shapes
of the words and stuff. So, yeah.
That's interesting. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep."
Okay.
Don't.
What if you have a reason to?
Don't.
But.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop mourning and weeping. For all the people have been weeping as they listened to the words of the law.
Mm.
Why?
What? Yeah. What? What? There's nothing that made me cry in these things. I'm like, except for maybe that it's not over yet.
And it's boring. Yeah. That would make me cry. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared."
That's what it was. They were crying and weeping because they couldn't get to the food yet. They're like, "Come on, dude, hurry the fuck up! I'm starving."
Yeah, potato salad only stays good in the sun so long.
Yeah.
"This day is holy to our Lord," he continued. "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The Levites calmed all the people, saying, "Be still. For this is a holy day. Do not grieve." Why were they grieving,
though,
for real?
Which holy day was this?
But why were they grieving?
I don't know. I
don't understand.
Because they secretly don't like God or don't know who he is. Maybe. I don't know.
"Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food, and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them."
Oh, now they didn't understand them before, but this time
now they know
they read them finally.
Mm-hmm.
This time it's going to stick, right? The Israelites are going to stay.
Absolutely.
This is the end. They're going to continue to worship
the Bible
Yahweh
right here.
From here forward. They're never going to need any re-explanation of this again.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
"On the second day of the month, the heads of all the families, along with the priests and the Levites, gathered around Ezra the teacher to give attention to the words of the law. They found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded through Moses, that the Israelites were to live in temporary shelters during the festival of the seventh month, and that they should proclaim this word and spread it throughout their towns in Jerusalem, go out into the hill country and bring back branches from olive and wild olive trees and from myrtles, palms, and shade trees to make temporary shelters."
But my dude, just got done building our houses.
I know.
Can we just stay in those that we were already in temporary shelters?
Can we just take a week? You know,
right?
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to arrange my furniture.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
What if it rains, man?
Yeah, seriously. "So the people went out and brought back branches and built themselves temporary shelters on their own roofs, in their courtyards, in the courts of the house of God, and in the square by the water gate, and the one by the gate of Ephraim."
We should just get some branches and build a little hut out in front of our house.
Yeah.
And then just like sleep out on the lawn.
Yeah.
And when people are like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, oh, we're just worshiping God.
Yeah. We're,
you know,
we've read the Bible.
This is the, whatever, the celebration of shelters, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah. What?
Right. Don't you know about this? Jeez.
You must not be a very good Christian.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Ugh. The whole company that had returned from exile built temporary shelters and lived in them. From the days of Joshua, son of Nun, until that day, the Israelites had not celebrated it like this, and their joy was very great.
What was different this time?
It was great.
Mm, okay.
I don't know.
Got it.
Day after day, from the first day to the last, Ezra read from the book of the law of God. They celebrated the festival for 7 days, and on the eighth day, in accordance with the regulation, there was an assembly. The end.
It sounds like they've celebrated it just along the same way that it's regulated to celebrate it. So mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like it was anything special
right.
or more than before. In fact, they have less people than before. So right. It probably was a greater event in the past than it is now. So I don't quite understand.
But the new one with less people would be more personable.
I guess. But it's not as impressive.
Right. But
so,
to the people in it, it would feel bigger.
Because they didn't, until they read these fucking words, apparently, they didn't even fucking know about it.
True.
So.
That is true.
I don't know, like, I guess you guys can have, this is the best one since we got exiled.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's true.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, that was Nehemiah chapter 8.
Sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow is Saturday, and we'll be back with.
Our Q&A Saturday.
And then on Sunday.
Sacrilegious Book Club.
And the weekly replay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be back on Monday with.
Nehemiah chapter 9.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.